The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping all of us to better understand the use of water.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're looking at one of the most promising tools for addressing groundwater decline. Recharge. And the timing couldn't be better. Rain has been on the forecast. Think of our aquifers like a savings account. For decades in the San Joaquin Valley, we've been making more withdrawals than deposits. During dry years, when reservoirs and rivers are running low, we pump heavily from underground reservoirs. The results? Falling water tables, sinking land, and wells at risk of going dry. The question now is, how do we put water back into the bank? The answer lies in groundwater recharge. This can happen naturally when rainfall water and snowmelt seep into the soil. But increasingly, it's been done intentionally. Farmers are flooding fields in the winter, cities are directing stormwater into recharge basins, and new technologies are even exploring subsurface injection systems. Here in the valley, projects like FloodMAR, short for Flood Manage Aquifer Recharge, are leading the way. The idea is simple but powerful. When we have excess water during the wet winters, instead of letting it run downstream or out to the ocean, we spread it onto fields or into dedicated recharge basins where it can soak back into the aquifer. It's a win-win, reducing flood risk while boosting underground storage. Of course, not all soils are equal. Sandy soils let water percolate quickly, while clay-heavy soils can be slow to absorb. That means site selection, monitoring, and community partnerships are key to making recharge work effectively. And education is just as important. Helping landowners, water managers, and everyday residents understand how they can be part of the solution. Looking ahead, recharge will be central to California's water resilience. With climate change bringing us wetter wet years and drier dry years, storing that bonus water underground when it's available could make the difference between shortages and security in the future. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to join us next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.